Slacker and Steve.
I just found out that I think I'm, I don't know what I am. I like everybody's got something they can't leave home without, but I've always thought that was a girl thing because guys don't carry purses.
Right.
No, but your pockets are big enough, so.
But what do we?
Here comes that whole argument. It's all fair, the girl. Although, yeah, the other day I was behind a girl in the checkout and she had like the iPhone Max or whatever. And literally, like, 1 inch of it was in her pocket. The rest of it is just hanging out waiting. It's like, it is super unfair. Girls' pockets are super unfair.
Yeah.
It's, but, like, what can't you leave? I know you've always got a lighter.
Yes.
And cigarettes.
Cigarettes, lighter, phone, wallet.
That's, but there's not, those are normal things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
For a smoker. Is there something else, like.
That I have to have.
Because I know guys, like our big boss. I guarantee you, if you walk down there right now and say, hey, man, I need a knife. You think that man doesn't have a knife on him right now?
He's got like four.
Our immediate boss or the big,
no.
Big boss?
Yeah.
Big boss knife guy, definitely.
Yeah.
I see like a bayonet guy.
It feels very threatening, but it's not. Yeah. I mean, he's got like the fish hunting and fishing license. Like his truck is ginormous and can climb over
and
any of
camo.
Our cars.
He's a knife guy.
And he's just a great man overall. I think we would all like
my
to say,
God.
Right?
That was Steve that said that.
No, but like.
Are you a knife guy? Tiek, are you?
No, I wanted to be one. I remember going, and I was in like kindergarten. You know, I went to my friend's house, and he had a pocket knife at the time, and it was the coolest thing ever. And I begged my parents for one, and they rightfully did not allow a 6-year-old to have a pocket knife. But I had fun with his when I went to his house.
Do you know how many times have you been in situations where somebody's like, "Oh my God, I need it," and you're like, "If I was a pocket knife guy, I'd be a hero."
Yeah.
My dad is. He's a money clip guy, but his money clip has all the different knives, scissors, all that.
Function.
Yeah. So he almost is like, if you have a pair of scissors, he's like, no. Like, I want to
use this.
I need an opportunity to use my money clip.
Okay.
My father's a pocket knife person.
Okay.
I see that.
And growing up, I was exactly like you, T-Hack. I always wanted one. They wouldn't give me one. And it was just a few years ago. He bought the exact same brand as his and gave it to me.
Oh, that's so cute. Wow.
Yeah, so you're a pocket knife guy.
I don't know where I put it.
Okay.
Oh, no. Because
he thought you were finally mature enough to have one.
That is exactly what happened. Then he was like, I guess I better get him one. But now, like, you can't just become a knife guy.
Okay. You have to earn it.
No, you just can't. I don't know, just as I'm leaving the house.
Do
no.
I look like one?
No.
Because they have a certain look, don't they? The
no,
dress
I just don't think you can be a knife. Like,
yeah, there's something about me, when I'm like scrubbing my sneakers to make them clean, I can't have a knife too.
You can't.
Like, they don't go together. I get you.
You say the only rugged men.
I just don't. Like you're not going to remember to grab a knife every day.
And I don't need one ever.
And then you're going to end up grabbing it when you go we're on our way to Vegas or something and you're not going to be able to get through security.
Yeah, you're right.
And they're going to take your knife and then you're just, so I want to be a knife guy, but I can't.
But see, you're not a key fob guy. You still actually use keys as your car. Use that. That's your knife to slit stuff open. I used to, before I
drive a Tesla. My phone is my key, Steve.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't carry anything that you don't carry, except my car starts with it. In fact, I'm cooling my car with my phone as we speak.
No, you're just sucking the energy.
I am sucking the energy from the building.
I can smell the coal burning, producing your electricity.
I think, like, the one thing I carry now, does anybody know what I carry every day?
You're not a bottle opener guy, are you?
Oh my God, I just found out yesterday that we have so many coworkers. They had like some, they had beers downstairs.
They're all
and nobody, oh my God, you'd be surprised how many rednecks we have here.
Oh, no, right?
It's like you grab a bottle of a thing, like six people come up and go, I got it.
Oh no.
I thought you were going to say that they're like just cracking it open with their teeth.
I started to break it on our brand new marble counter. I set it up to do the thing and everyone's like, ah!
Yeah. No, here's my bottle opener.
I carry... No, I'd let you guess.
What do you got?
You know what it is.
It's like a stone, right?
Yeah, I carry like the black.
That's licorice. What is this?
It's not. I can't let this stone. No, you are not.
Why
see,
not?
You're
it's
not mature
black.
Enough for it.
This stone is supposed to protect me from negativity. I'm not handing it to you.
I'll give you something positive for it.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice.